A shortage of affordable hotel rooms in Dublin means that the County Hurlers of Kerry, finalists in next month's Joe McDonagh Cup, will be travelling to and from the Kingdom in one day for their Croke Park fixture. The Irish Independent is reporting today that they couldn't get accommodation anywhere close to the city. The County Board has also prepaid €13,000 for hotel rooms on the weekend of the All-Ireland football quarter-finals. The chairman of the Kerry County Board, Patrick O'Sullivan, has been telling me about the efforts they made to try to secure accommodation for the hurlers.
We began looking for the rooms for the team after the match on Sunday. We, to be honest about it, it looked like Offaly was going to qualify, and they lost their game, and whatever way, we ended up falling in the back door in the Joe McDonagh. And basically after the match, the officer in charge, Gerald McCarthy, began ringing around hotels in Dublin, and on the way down from Antrim, he was ringing around on Monday. He couldn't get them. Two hotels came back to him then, and the prices were like 13, 14, 15,000 euros. And basically they had a players' meeting because the families of the players couldn't get rooms. Some families were being quoted like 1,100 euros for the night for a family. Some of the past players of the Ireland team couldn't get them either because of the prices. And so there was a decision then for the team to come home after the match on Saturday night.
So the plan then is you fly down on the day and then back in the bus?
Back in the bus at the moment, and that's the plan. We'll be looking for about 45 people on average. That's roughly the grouping that will go, 45 to 50 people. That's the travelling. You'll have a panel of about 32. Then you have a back room. Then you have a couple of officers in charge. Between medical and everything, that's roughly about 45 to 49 people.
Separately then, you've decided to prepay for accommodation on the weekend of the football quarterfinals. You haven't qualified yet, but
no.
You've decided that, presumably because of this experience, you need to try and tie down some rooms.
But what happened was that a few weeks ago, we were looking, like trying to plan going forward, and the words were coming out about the prices that were above in Dublin. So we basically based ourselves within four or five different hotels. And one of the hotels is out of circulation this year. We went to three of the other hotels, and the prices were from 17,000 down to 13,000. And they were the prices that came up. We went with one of the hotels that we were with the last couple of years. We just basically booked in, and because of all the concerts that are on in Dublin, there's three basically concerts based around Dublin that night, and they barely had enough room for us for a Saturday night. And if we play Saturday night, we have no accommodation on the Friday night. So we were just kind of getting 85% of the time we play our matches on a Sunday, and so we took a chance that we'd be playing on Sunday.
That's the chairman of the Kerry County Board, Patrick O'Sullivan. We can talk now to the chief executive of Fáilte Ireland, Paul Kelly, who's on the line. Good afternoon, Mr. Kelly, and thank you for talking to us this afternoon.
Good afternoon, Brian.
Are there now significant problems in relation to both the availability and the cost, where it is available, of hotel accommodation, perhaps not just in Dublin, but in other large towns and cities?
Yes, in terms of, you know, in terms of, we're certainly seeing Dublin is now one of the highest cities in Europe in terms of the hotel occupancy coming into the summer. We've seen a strong, there's a lot of deferred business out there, isn't kind of business that had been deferred from 2020 and 2021 coming in this year. We're seeing a strong growth again in international tourism. There's obviously a lot of deferred events as well, like concerts and etc. that are now taking place, and that is of course putting pressure on the availability of hotel rooms. We had kind of always said that, you know, in terms of, for a number of years we've been saying that there isn't enough hotel rooms in Dublin, and you know, more are coming on stream. There's about another 2,500 or so are going to open this year, but we need, you know, in terms of, we need that pipeline to continue and that more hotels to come in, because Dublin is under hoteled.
And given the demand seems to so significantly exceed supply, is there price gouging going on?
I mean, look, we're very much kind of constantly saying to the industry that people need to be very conscious of. They obviously need to make sustainable profit margins, and they need to be conscious of the revenue they can make today, but they also need to be very conscious of their reputation for tomorrow, for tomorrow's revenue. I think most operators are very conscious of that. Obviously, when you have those spikes going on, and particularly, I suppose, in the context of the huge difficulties the sector has had over the last number of years with the absence of revenue for most hotels, and also in terms of the significant pricing, cost price increases that are going into hotels. You know, Ireland is far and away one of the most expensive countries for insurance costs. That's a big factor of hotel costs, energy costs, food input costs, wage increases, etc. They're all putting huge cost pressures into the system. So, you know, that all those kind of add into the complexity of this. But with all those costs, we are still certainly kind of encouraging industry to remain very conscious of the long term reputation of Ireland and Dublin as a good value destination.
Just in relation to room capacity, and just to be clear about what you're saying here, because we were talking just a couple of minutes ago to Mike Allen about the situation in relation to emergency homeless accommodation. We know we have a housing crisis. Are you saying that hotel construction, even in the context of what we're facing with our housing situation, needs to be prioritised?
No, I think obviously, you know, the government is very clear that housing, you know, that the housing, you know, issue needs to be addressed, and that is a top priority of government, you know, in terms of, and that absolutely affects the tourism industry as well, because one of the real challenges in the staffing challenges that we're all aware that are in tourism and hospitality is because of the availability and cost of housing is driving this. So there's no conflict here at all between, you know, the government's priority around housing and the development of the tourism industry, because people need jobs as well, of course, in order to afford that housing, and tourism provides jobs for people brilliantly. So, you know, we wouldn't, you know, I think that the housing versus hotels is not a legitimate kind of argument to put in there. We need both,
okay,
for sure.
Just finally, before I let you go, and we're going to be talking about these new statistics on the numbers coming from Ukraine in recent months, but you have some figures which will pretty well nail any suggestion that the refugees arriving here are contributing to the shortage of hotel rooms. The stats just don't bear that out.
No, nationally, there's about 8% of the hotel accommodation is being used to house both a combination of citizens from Ukraine and others seeking international protection, etc. And, you know, in terms of, I think in Dublin, that number is then at about 5%. So, you know, that is not at all the primary issue. The primary issue is in terms of hotel availability is around the, you know, great news in terms of the recovery of international tourism and also kind of deferred events, etc. And that's really important. It's really important for the retail businesses, for the cafes, the restaurants, the bars in the city centre of Dublin, because there's not as much office workers in the city 5 days a week. You know, the international visitors coming into the city are really important to sustain those businesses.
Very good. Paul Kelly, Chief Executive of Fulch Ireland, thanks for that.